From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Amid worries about a wall and deportations, Mexican officials expressed their disagreements with two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries on Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly visited Mexico for talks. Secretary Tillerson spoke to reporters.
We reaffirmed our close cooperation on economic and commercial issues such as energy, legal migration, security, educational exchanges, and people-to-people ties.
Kelly said there would be no mass deportations and no use of military force to round up undocumented migrants. The two American emissaries met with Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto before heading back home. A new CBS News public opinion poll indicates that Americans put immigration at the top of the list of problems that are most important for the government to address. The economy and jobs comes in second. Health care comes in third. Iraq said Thursday its forces had taken the airport in Mosul from the Islamic State group. We get this report from Edward Uranian.
Iraqi government forces moved into Mosul International Airport as tanks and armored personnel carriers surrounded runways alongside the main terminal building. A commander with the Iraqi police brigade, which stormed the airport, told Iraqi media that he was standing on the main runway and that the airport's terminal building was to the side of him. State TV reported that 90% of the main terminal was damaged in the assault. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
For more on what's going on in Iraq, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Conservative Political Action Committee, or CPAC, has gotten underway near Washington. A speech by President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to be the highlight of this year's conference. Top Trump adviser Kellyanne Conway told the gathering that the president has swung a lot of conservatives over to his side, even though he hasn't always aligned with their beliefs. In a question-and-answer session, she made it clear that she respects her boss.
Most of the strength and the leadership skills and the decisiveness, the resoluteness that I think this country was craving from its president, from a leader, is the same in public as it is in private. I find him to be very kind and generous. I find him to have a great sense of humor.
Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met in Geneva Thursday with a Syrian government delegation and with members of the opposition. He says he will hold bilateral meetings Friday to plan a new round of peace talks looking for a solution to the Syrian civil war. Niger's military says at least 15 soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack near the village of Interzawane in the Tillaberi region. They say 19 soldiers were wounded in the attack by Islamic extremists. The U.S. Geological Survey says an earthquake struck northern Zambia early Friday. The epicenter was near Lake Tanganyika. Malaysian police say the slain half-brother of North Korea's leader had a nerve agent on his eye and face. Authorities identify the agent as VX. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th at Kuala Lumpur Airport shortly after two women smeared something on his face. Investigators are stumped as to how the substance could kill him so quickly and yet not seem to harm his attackers. Bodies of 13 African migrants have been found inside a shipping container in western Libya. Officials of the Red Crescent in Libya said the victims appear to have been locked inside the container for several days while being transported to a coastal town. Another 56 people were rescued alive from the container, some suffering from serious injuries and fractures. Aid workers said many of the migrants were from Mali. Authorities in Gambia have arrested the former head of the National Intelligence Agency, which has been accused of systematic human rights abuses while it was under the control of ousted former president Yahya Jammeh. Officials said Yankuba Badje and eight other NIA employees were arrested Monday. No specific charges were listed. More than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the world population, was living with depression in 2015, an 18% increase over a 10-year period. The new figures were released Thursday by the World Health Organization. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.